Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadom, Klal Dalit, and we're learning Siman Tes. So here the Chayyadom introduces another halacha. So tonight we're discussing the issue of Re'iya by Erva, and Re'iya obviously depends on the person facing and seeing with his eyes. What about if a person is exposed to Erva? The person's body is exposed to Erva, which means the person's eyes cannot see the Erva. From the eye vision, the erva is covered, but from the body vision, the erva is not covered. So, kim the erva b'ri'iya toli rachmona. Since the Torah makes this of erva dependent on the concept of ri'iya, umetzino loshen ri'iya b'leiv. We find that the Torah uses the word ri'iya to see with the regards to one's heart, can receive relibi ra harbe chachma. Shlomo Melech says in Kehelis that my heart saw wisdom. So we see the Torah can use the word re'iya in conjunction with the heart. Now this is the din rabbanan, but we're going to extend the din re'iya of the Torah from the eyes to the heart, min rabbanan as well. This does not apply to other parts of the body, but specifically to the heart. So one's heart is exposed to erva, even though one's eyes are not, it's going to be a problem. Now, what's the scenario? If the scenario is that the person's face is covered, but his body is not covered, if there's an erva which is visible in the room, we already pointed out, if there's an erva visible in the room, the fact that one cannot see it alone is not sufficient. By the Erva Rabbanan, closing one's eyes is sufficient. By the Erva Deraisa, the person has to be facing away. So that can't be the scenario. So what is the scenario that Chazal envisions when they said, this is sir, Lachem, I feel like a shalabush choluk, a person is wearing a long flowing robe. Human chain hefsek bein libo le'erva is also the person's heart is seeing one's own erva, because within the garment is covering his body, so his erva is not visible outside of himself. His eyes cannot see his erva because his erva is covered right in the garment, but within the garment it's a long flowing robe. There's nothing which is separating between the heart and the erva. His heart is seeing his erva. So also, a person cannot say kriyishmar divri tefila ad shehadek biyodov haksonis bein erva bein erva. The only way it's going to work is if a person, the scenario which we rely on 95% of the time, a person is wearing a belt, a person is wearing the elastic band of one's underwear, so that presses against the body and creates a separation between the person's lev and the erva. A person is not wearing any of those things. He's wearing a long flowing robe, but no underclothes of such which would do that. So then what one has to do is a person has to press his arms under his heart tightly against his body. And the arms will act as a separation between one's heart and one's erva. Another scenario of how this can work, a person is standing in the water, and his heart is out of the water. So, since the erva is underwater, it is visible, but it is underwater. That's considered that the erva is covered. So his heart and his erva are in two different rishugos. So that is sufficient to address this problem of libay royas erva. Regards to his eyes, he has to make sure he does not look downwards to where his erva is visible. He looks straight forward. So yistakel b'chutz umutu l'varach v'likros. So So his eyes and his heart are in a different rishus than his erva. As long as he's not physically looking at his erva, he's going to be allowed to say Kriya Shema and the return, Rakshi Yechasa Roshoi, the Asa Lebarach Megillah HaRoshoi. If he wants to make a bracha, so a person would be in a merchatz, in a mikvah, and the person is standing in the water with its heart above the water level. As long as a person's head is covered, a person could say tefillah, a person could say bracha, a person gets thirsty, wants to drink something in there, that would be sufficient for this purpose. There's separation between the lev and the erva. The erva has some level of coverage, and the person is not looking at the erva, a person could say a bracha, as long as his head is covered. The status of a merchatz does complicate things. We mentioned before that merchatz is a problem, but a mikvah is not necessarily a merchatz, depending on what type of shower system, etc., which is there. The area of the mikvah itself does not necessarily have a din of a merchatz. So that's the first point that the Chayyim says over here. The scenario where the heart is outside of the water, we've solved the problem. If the heart is underneath the water, the water level is up to one's chest. So the heart and the erva are the same rishus. Then we're going to have a problem, which we will clarify more in tomorrow's shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.